by the Birchas Yaakov. After Yaakov admonished Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, Yehuda started to back away, fearing that Yaakov would rebuke him over the incident of Tamar. So Yaakov called to Yehuda, "Yehuda, ata, Yehuda, you are not like them. You will not be rebuked. Yoducha achecha, your brothers will acknowledge you. You will receive a bracha." The Das Akenemi Bali Atosfis learns the pasuk differently. Yehuda, ata yoducha achecha, your brothers will be known by your name. Shekol Yisrael nikroim Yehudim al shemecha. The Jews will be known by your name, Yehudi. The Jews will be known for all generations by your name, Yehuda, the name Yehudi. Reb Chaim Zimmerman Zatzal highlights a fascinating observation in Targum Onkelos. There are numerous times that the word Ivri is mentioned in the Torah up to this point. For example, in Parshas Lech Lecha, Perek Yudal and Pasuk Yud Gimel, on the Pasuk Vayovei HaPolit Vayaged LaAvromo Ivri. If you look at Targum on the word Ivri, he says Ivro'o. So too in Parshas Vayeshev, Perek Lamites, Pasuk Yudalin, on the Pasuk Ru'u Hevi Lanu Ish Ivri Litzachik Banu. Again, Targum on the word Ivri says Ivro'o. And further in Parshas Vayeshev, Perek Mem, Pasuk Tesvov, on the Pasuk Kigunoiv Gunavti Me Eretz Ivrim. Again, Targum says Me Eretz Ivrim Me Ara De Ivro'i. And again in Parshas Miketz, on the Pasuk Nar Ivri Eved, Targum says Ivri is Ivro'o. Every time the word Ivri appears, up until the Pasuk of Yehuda Ata Yeducha Achecho, Targum says Ivri means Ivro'o. However, if you look in Parsha Shemois, on the Pasuk Miyaldois Ho Ivrios, Targum switches from Ivro'o and says instead of Ivro'o, says Yehuda Yosa. And so too, further in Parsha Shemois, Perakei Pasuk Gimel, on the Pasuk Elikei Ho Ivrim Nikro Aleinu, Targum says Elikei Ho Ivrim Eliko Di Yehudoi. We see from here how exact Targum was. Up until the Pasuk of Yehuda Ata Yeducha Achecha, Targum translates Ivri as Ivro'o. However, once Yaakov gave the bracha to Yehuda, Ata Yeducha Achecha, your brothers will be known by your name Yehudi, Targum switches his explanation from Ivro'o and calls the Jews by the name Yehudi. The second Dvar Torah for this week is on the Pasuk Zevulun L'chayf Yamim Yishkoin V'hu L'chayf Onios V'yarchosoi Al Tzidon, which simply means Zevulun L'chayf Yamim Yishkoin. Zevulun's land will be by the seashore. V'hu L'chayf Onios, but he will be constantly found by the harbor, where the ships bring their merchandise, because Zevulun will engage in commerce. V'yarchosoi, and the end of his boundary, Al Tzidon, will be near Tzidon. This is the simple meaning of the Pasuk. The Kli Yakar offers another understanding of the Pasuk. He explains the distinction between one who learns Torah and one who is consumed by his business and needs to travel a lot. One who is consumed by his business has pizur hanefesh. His mind is dispersed. His home is in one place, his business is in another, and he is constantly traveling between the two. However, one who learns Torah, he has everything he needs in one place. Everything he needs is in the Beis Medrash. He has menuchas hanefesh. And the Kli Yakar explains the pasuk as follows. Zevulun l'choif yamim yishkoin. Zevulun lives by the sea. That's where his home is. V'hu l'choif onios. But he is always on a boat. He's always traveling. V'yarchosoi, and his yerech, his parnosa, which is called his yerech, his thigh, because that's what keeps him standing. Al Tzidon is in a third place by Tzidon. His home is l'choif yamim. He's always on a boat. And his business is by Tzidon. He has pizur hanefesh. However, regarding Yisachar, Pasuk says, V'yisachar ba'oyholecha. Everything Yisachar needs is in the holoi shel Torah. Yisachar has the true menuchas hanefesh.